What else is new?
I went to the doctor today for my checkup, and they did the test on both sides, and they said they're flowing great.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who else got some good news? That's a great report. Yes, it is. Good report. Good report. Jeanette, you have a good report. Share about Sunday night and Toby real quick. Can she do quick?
No.
Quick. Toby is her son.
I was telling Brother.
Flip the button on. Flip the button on. Hitting it don't do any good.
Hello?
There you go.
At
the light screen,
it.
You go.
Anyway, I was telling Brother Jimmy I knew why the Lord had told him to have prayer, to pray for the prayer.
Request
Sunday night over here instead of praying for him in intercessory prayer, because Toby had to go to the emergency room Sunday afternoon around 6:37. He'd went up in the attic to put some more insulation up there because they're in the process of selling their house, and just all of a sudden he started sweating real bad and had a severe headache and got real nauseated, and had to come down, and Vicky had to carry him to the ER, and don't really know what was going on, if it was to do with the Alpha-Gal or if he was allergic to the insulation or what was going on. But anyway, they wind up giving him, he started throwing up every time he moved. Anyway, he would throw up, and they gave him morphine for pain because he was hurting so bad it didn't even faze him. And they gave him something for throwing up, and it didn't work at first.
But he got over.
But he got over that, and then they gave him something else and it for the pain.
Amen.
And he got better and went home like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and got up and went to work at 10:30 that day. So thank God that he was on my prayer list.
Amen. Glory to God.
Y'all continue for him to pray for him.
Yes. Some of you may not know this, but he had that, I just call it tick fever kind of stuff. And you can't eat any red meat, stuff like that. All you can eat is chicken. And it's a long process of getting well naturally, but he's doing very well. And what was in that attic didn't agree with him. So anyway, who else got some good news? Thank God for that.
Yes.
You got good news? You got your finger up. Yes. Two fingers up. This is going to be double good.
The boy that I set in for, Zach Coates, he was my neighbor, lives out there. I wonder if Jay knows him. Anyway, he's worked for the maintenance part of the hospital forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's one of the smartest guys I know, fix anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, he ain't been able to talk, but since we prayed for him, he's able to squeeze his hands with both hands, and he's had a massive stroke. He ain't been able to say nothing. Well, his wife come in. He ain't said a word.
Oh, come on.
But he come in. She come in with some. He ain't been able to eat nothing. Well, she got it approved, and he likes these Reese's cups.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she brought a sack in there. She got it approved first. She said, "You want some of these?" He said, "Yeah." So that's
praise
a start.
God.
That's a start, you know.
Yeah.
And he knows his girls. He knows everybody. And
woo! Thank you, Jesus.
I'm believing he's coming back.
Amen. 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 Great news. Nothing but great news around here tonight. Who else? Okay, Princess. The Princess of Randolph.
I had a good doctor's report, too. I went back for my checkup with my diabetes is still whooped. My A1C was 5.8.
Good.
And I lost 6 pounds.
That's good.
And when I told Dr. Kaler I gave up the Coke Zero, he came out of his chair.
Oh, praise God.
So.
No more Coke Zero. So you're doing whatever. You're not drinking more Zero stuff, right?
No Zeros.
No Zeros. Who else got some good news? Upper Room. Oh, praise God, the angelic choir. What you got going on, Karen?
Yeah. Workman's comp is going to pay everything.
Praise God. Woo-hoo! That's awesome. Hallelujah. We're glad to have Bill with us tonight. We missed you, Bill. Amen. And who's that other person you got there? She sure is pretty. Must have took after her mother. Some old boy was falling around here all night. He probably never come back here again. Virgil, how you doing? Two thumbs up. Can't get any better than that. Glory to God. Anyone else? What?
Travis and Dale and them are almost there. Tomorrow we'll probably, they'll finish up painting Kelly's house on the inside.
Praise God.
Just a little touch up after they
yeah,
get the
that's great. That's great. I've yeah. been praying for Travis. I know it's been a on him, and then of course Dale's been not feeling well, so
he's getting better.
Well, praise God for that. That's a great report right there. Dale's getting better.
He did do an MRI and heard from it, and he has a ruptured disc and a pinched nerve.
Woo.
But he's getting better.
Amen.
He's gotta go back.
Amen. Well, let's just pray for Dale right now.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the test has been run. We know what's there.
Yes.
And we command what's there to be corrected, to be healed. In Jesus' name. That nerve, Lord, you remove any pressure against that nerve and cause that disc to slip right back where it's supposed to be. And that, Lord God, this will never happen to him again. I ask you to do that, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You are awesome, and we give you praise. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. This Hannah?
Uh-huh. And a high white blood cell count. The fever went down, but her white blood cells are still up.
Okay, this is Hannah's baby, the youngest, and junior. And high fever, white blood count, infection. So let's bind that right now in Jesus' name. Let's join together and agree, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this baby to you. How dare you, Satan, pick on a child?
Mm-hmm.
We bind you and command you to go in the name of Jesus now. Father, I pray that you send swift healing to this baby. Cause this baby to respond to faith in the name of Jesus and the word of God. We declare the word over her that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. She is delivered from the curse of the law. No sickness and disease shall come against this baby now. In Jesus' mighty name, comfort all of them, Lord God, and bless them all. And Lord, if this is contagious, we bind that in the name of Jesus so it will not go through that family. And we all said amen. Thank God. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Praying for Bart's friend. Go ahead.
He has leukemia. And so they did a bone marrow test last week. And there was no cancer cells.
Praise God. That's my Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wish I could describe him to you.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Yeah. Good news is good things.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great to have these. Okay. We got a worship song, worship leader. Okay. One thumb this time. So there we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we worship you now, by the Holy Spirit, Lord, draw us close to you. We'll draw close to you. You'll draw close to us. And Lord God, we thank you for your presence in this room. The glory of God is here. You are here. You can't separate them. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Found in him, oh. And there
Let's all say, let the river flow. We need the river, don't we? Karen, did they find the child? How old was he?
It's a man.
It's a man, okay. Well, praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. That's just a situation nobody wants to even think about. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Every time we do that song, I see that blue fabric going. And I remember one Sunday, it was rocking and rolling in here. And I don't know if Margaret, somebody was on the one end, and the ladies, they gave out. Here comes Larry and Chuck. Larry and Chuck. And buddy, it was just... I can too. And so look at your neighbor and say, you've come a long way, baby. Right, Cindy? We've come a long way, haven't we, baby? Uh-oh, who fell down? What'd you drop, Bill? Your watch? Is that the setting out of your ring? Glory to God. All right, praise God, praise God. I want to, for us to begin here. We're going to begin doing this, but this is leading up to something. We've been on this, and well, the Holy Spirit has directed us, and I feel very, very strongly we're in the right, on the right page tonight, and in the chapters ahead, because there is some darkness yet to come, and that's not to scare anybody. We're going to be fine. It's going to be another opportunity to kick the devil in the rear end. Amen. So praise God for the opportunity. And you have the power. We have the power. And he may be on the earth, but he doesn't have to come near our dwelling. Yeah. Psalm 91. Amen. So it's going to be very, and you're going to be leaders. People are going to be watching you. But it's going to be very, very, very important that we know the truth and stand on the truth. One of the major reasons the church and the world is in the shape it's in today is because the church has got away from the truth. We've got some doctrines to go around that don't need to be. They're not what the Word of God says. The Word of God has not changed, y'all. It's been this way from the day one. And the Bible says, he who adds anything to this or takes away anything from the Word of God is wrong. So a lot of things get added, but we've been blessed with a lot of things that, because they have more research, they found more things, and people are digging into the Greek and this and that, and I enjoy that too. But the main thing is, stick with the Word. Amen? So I want to pray real quickly, and then I'm going to read the Apostles' Creed, and because this is what the early church stood on, these truths. And guess what? What am I going to stand on? What are you going to stand on? These things right here. This is just, I'll read it to you in just a second, though. You may have your copy. If you do, you can follow along. But the Apostles' Creed. Ever say Apostles' Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Every one of these points will be attacked by the spirit of Antichrist. Every point. You think, well, I would never. Look, had you ever thought we'd get to where we are now?
No.
I mean, really and truly. It's just the world is just, it's crazy. And I mean, things that are just, whoa, where did you get there? Well, we didn't do it overnight, didn't do it quickly, but the devil works, looks like. And before you know it, you look out and here's a doctrine. Somebody's teaching this, somebody's teaching that, and people are following it. You know why? Because they don't know the truth. They don't know the truth. And it takes a lot of courage to stand on the truth because it's out of style, they say. It is, you know, we're not relevant. I hate that. We're not relevant. I think Jesus is pretty relevant.
Yeah.
And I'm running with him. What about y'all? Okay, so we read the Apostles' Creed. We agree with this? This is your core beliefs right here. Okay, now, I've got a little bit more information I'll read to you about the Apostles' Creed. This is going to be vital for all of us. And every Christian needs to hear this, needs to be steeped in this. And this is one reason we're in shape. we stopped talking about this kind of stuff years and years and years ago. Okay. The Apostles' Creed represents a set of uncompromisable core beliefs for Christians. Notice the word you don't compromise with these things, right? Even though people in the early church, later on, the Romans were putting the Christians in the arena with the lions and the tigers, they were being killed, yet they did not back off of their faith. Amen. Because they believed it. It's the truth. What set us free? The truth. Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
No one goes to the Father but by Him. Through His name. There's not any other name given among men whereby anybody can be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. That's where we all hang our hat. Leave it there. Do not compromise. The Apostles' Creed, like all creeds, functions like a filter or the... I have to get my mind straight to say this word. Orthodoxy. I did it. That's the meat of the deal right there. The truth of it. Like a filter. It indicates what... If I say this, what is?
What is?
It indicates what is and what is not Christian. That's a good way to look at it. If it don't line up with this, it's not Christian. It's got... It's a hybrid of some kind. It is a public profession of belief in historic Christianity. It's also been known as the rule of faith. How about that, Mr. Lynn? That'll preach one, brother. And what has happened is the church has gotten away from the basics. Amen. But we're not relative. But we are relative. I'm related to Jesus. I don't know about y'all. That's what related means, isn't it? Relative. Glory to God. Okay, now, one more thing. I'm going to read, and because the Holy Spirit said, look, y'all, I don't know if everybody takes this literal or serious. And I don't know how to say this, but I care about you guys. I care about me. I care about him. I care about all of our friends and relatives. Glory to God. I care about you. And I don't want to stand before Jesus. And he said, why didn't you tell them the truth? Well, it's more popular if we serve coffee in church and just have, and don't misread that. It's the truth that we need to hear. And but I care about you. That's why he said, keep talking about this because there are darker days ahead. There's still a lot of shaking going on out there. But we're going to be fine. Look, you neighbors, I'm going to be fine. Y'all look up there at those four huge heroes of faith up there and say, it's going to
be okay.
In Jesus' name. Amen. If he can change an insurance company, he can change anything. Glory be to God. Just for you have the favor of God on you. Amen. We all do. So I'm just going to read part of this prophecy that Tracy gave here as the Lord gave us on March the 27th, 2019. We've read it. The Lord said pick out a few things and just go from there. I want to start reading with this. And you know the Chronicles 20:20 says, give heed to the prophets, so shall you prosper. Okay? The name of the Lord is a strong... This is what the Lord was saying about you, about faith outreach. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Now, how can you judge this prophecy tonight? Every prophecy, every gift, every word of knowledge is judged by the Word of God. If it doesn't add up to the Word of God, just put it on the shelf. God will show you something later. That's good wisdom. Okay? The righteous run into it, they're saved. Glory to God. Expect miracles on every side. Is there faith there? Now the prophet gave the word there. Let's give heed to it. Let's expect miracles. And we're having them. I'm not saying we're not, but we're having them. And expect miracles on every side. In fact, I hear the Lord saying, expect the miracle circle to radiate out to a wider radius and then a diameter across where it covers the county, North Mississippi, and the whole region. Boy, I wish that were true. Boy, I wish that was true. We don't go with what we see. If we did, we'd be sad sack today. But we don't do that, so I'm happy sack. Sad sack. You know, Larry, they don't know the cartoon Sad Sack. Y'all remember him? Beetle Bailey and Saddlesack. Anyway, we're happy sack. We're happy because this place is filled.
Yeah.
We're happy because the Holy Spirit is here. Yeah. We're happy because of the glory of God is here.
Right.
We're happy because we have a full orchestra of whatever God wants us to have. We can have whatsoever if we'll believe for it.
Right.
Amen?
Yep.
They're coming. Ann said it this morning. We were talking. They're coming. They're here. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we love what we're doing until we get there. Amen?
Yeah.
We sing till they get here. Praise be to God. Amen. All right. They will be led here supernaturally. From this day forward, you shall surely see that other countries, other places, and other cities will be drawn to thee. For the time has come where you have passed the test, and now I'm going to raise up and give you the rest. The rest of what you, might say. This is it. The rest of all the people that belong to you today. They may not be here, but they belonged here.
Right.
And we've been knowing that for 43 years. And praise be to God, that day is coming. That day is coming. Amen?
Amen?
Thank y'all for being patient in time with that. But no, this is a purpose that we're reading this. And you know, you wonder why you have to write your spelling words so you can remember them. That's what we do. Right, Suzanne, we write our spelling words till we listen to this till we get it down in us. Like it used to be. Amen. Amen. They still do that in the Methodist Church. Do the affirmation of faith and all that stuff? I guess they do. I'm sure they do. They do? They do. So that's part of their tradition. And caduce to that. I mean, most of us can probably say at least most of it. and we understand that is. That's holy stuff.
It is.
This is holy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with holy stuff. Do you, Lynn? Yeah. I don't want to be poking around in God's Word and picking and choosing my scriptures that I like. Now, there's some in there that's a little, I got to figure it all out, but there's truth behind it.
Yeah.
Amen? You can't build a denomination on one scripture. You just can't. Let everything be done by two or more witnesses. And it needs to be done supernaturally.
Yeah.
How do you say that's supposed to happen? Well, God put something in your heart. Now, this is good for you, Cindy. God put something in your heart that you think he's supposed to do. This is what you do. You hold tight till somebody gives you a confirming word. I'm not going to tell them what it's about. God will give you a confirming word somewhere down the road. And when he does, it'll get rid of all the doubt. Amen? That's how Faith Outreach got created. We knew that we were called in the ministry, Danny and Sarah and Ann and I. And the Lord spoke to Danny, spoke to me, and we both talked about it. And said, we believe it's down, was it Plantersville? He said, we believe it's down south somewhere up here. And then the next time, God would show me something and show Danny something, but we'd be together, which we were all the time. And it wouldn't come up. That subject wouldn't come up. And then finally, he shared something with me that I said, Danny, that's it. And he finally caught on. No, I'm kidding. I'm the slow one on the block. And no kidding, I was. So anyway, but he says, in Oklahoma. Wow. What do you think? That little Catholic building? Debbie, you were there. Ann was there. Wanda was there. Well, Carolyn was there. Our whole family was there. But that little church didn't even have a bathroom. The Milsteads were there pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it didn't even have a bathroom. And when we walked in there, that was the most beautiful place I'd ever been in my life. I said, and this was the crux of the matter. This is no reflection on anybody. God, we're really free to worship you here without anybody saying anything about doing this or whatever. It was a wonderful night. Wanda, you remember that building? Debbie, you remember that building? I remember the night you got the Holy Ghost and fell backwards. You remember that? She hit her head on the pew, a wooden pew, and she went. And we didn't have catchers. We didn't know what catchers were for. It's to catch people. And she goes, boom, and hits her head right here on that seat. And she ain't been the same since. She got the Holy Ghost. That's why she hadn't been the same since. She got the Holy Spirit that night. I remember Danny telling you, girl, this is your night. Just like he would say it. Girl, this is your night. And it was. He healed her and baptized her at the same time. Glory to God, y'all.
Did you think God confirmed that through Francis? I mean, didn't he?
Yeah, well, she called. Francis called and said something about starting a church. God had showed her about starting a church and for us to be the pastor or whatever and then just sort of go from there. And look what happened. That's what happened. But that's what happens when you have a confirming word. Now, if we'd have just got together and said, oh, Danny, sir, I think, you know, I'm mad at the place where we are, and I don't like this and that, and we need to go do something else. No, don't ever do that. I know Jay and him's church in Nashville is down toward Franklin. It's a very popular and they have more churches. I don't know where we're going, but anyway, we're going. Nashville has more churches than any city its size, I think, in America. There's one everywhere. Anyway, Kimball Knight was the pastor at this church as this started going. Jay started visiting around trying to find a church, so he went to this church. And Kimball Knight was a pastor there. It was not a huge church, probably about 200, which is nice size. But it's down there by the shopping mall. It's in a good area. They were just leasing the building. They'd have to set up chairs every Sunday, da 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 da. And then they had a good praise team. And then what was going on? Everything's going fine. Where are you going, Jimmy? Right here. The praise leader decides we're going to go down the street and start our own church. And it split that church. And they never recovered. Now, God may have called that praise leader somewhere. It won't be down the street.
No way.
I got proof. The book of Acts. Paul said, I want to go over to Asia. But the Spirit wouldn't let him go. You know why? Peter's already there. Look it up. You don't overlap those kind of things unless the Lord really is working something out special there. Amen? I've got 3 minutes. But this is very good, very important stuff. That's why we're here. And what God began, God will finish. Not on a downward side, but an upward side. Well, we got to believe. And you know what's coming. We see it all the time. It's in the news all the time. Everything is upside down, the church. You know, it's still COVID with the church. It's time we be healed of COVID and get back in church and get our fannies in the seat. And what?
And in the workplace.
Absolutely. And it's just very, very important. You know, you think, well, I'm not missing anything in church. They're making it fine. Oh, you just, that's a lie right out of the devil, buddy. I'm not missing anything. not true. You need to be in church. I say that in any church. Whatever church yours is, be there. Be there. You're not tithing? You've just cut the nose off your face right there. Amen? You need healing? Well, this is a healing place. Amen? You feel lonely? You feel depressed? Get out of your house, get to church. I know a bunch of folks right here will love you. I don't care who you are or even how you smell. They'll love you. Amen. Praise God. So, look, guys, y'all are the leaders. You're the spiritual leaders. And we need to know. I am depending on you. And I hope that you're depending on me. And we're going tote this thing to the end. It's what got us born again, filled the Holy Spirit, and we don't need to change ships right now.